This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, Americanos? Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. We got tons of stuff to talk about. You won't believe how much stuff is accumulated on my desk. Well, look at this. Look, just look. I wish you could see all this stuff. People just sending me information. You people are wonderful. You are absolutely wonderful. You're stunning. You look marvelous. Marvelous. Remember that old Billy? Yeah, you guys are too young. You don't remember. My audience is what, 28, average of 28 years old? How old are you? Raise your hand if you're under 30 out there. We are attracting more youngsters. You know, it's funny how they look at, I say they, the media, they look at how many people of this demographic or that demographic do you reach? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't sit around going, hey, let's prepare something that's going to be fun for the kids. I'll be honest with you. I'm completely detached from stuff that kids are doing today. My son and I get in the car. He's like, Dad, can you put it on this radio station? I listen to talk for the most part or comedy. And then I put on the radio station. He's singing along to every song that's on there. And those are words cold. I'm like, what? So I just rhyme with him, you know, make him laugh. But I don't know any. I don't know what radio stations play what. He's like, okay, Dad, go to 107.7. I'm like, what do they play over there? Well, that's a little bit more hip hoppy, blah, blah, blah. Okay, boom. And he knows it. I don't know it. Are you keeping up? I'm just asking you. If you're over 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, are you keeping up? I'm not keeping up. But here's what I do know. I know that at our core, the stuff that's still funny remains funny. Yeah, I don't know how to put a nuance on some new jiggy jiggy, you know, hip hop artist or whatever because he just, you know, decided to have a baby with somebody else's baby mama or whatever. You know, I don't know all the nuance, but I know what's funny. I know that when Steve Nash, his best friend is another ball player, a black dude, and his wife had a baby and the baby was half black and Steve Nash immediately filed divorce papers. I know that's funny because people were warning him, man, your boy seems a little close with your wife. I'm just saying, bro. That's funny to me. I don't need to know the nuance of Steve Nash and his buddy because, see, that's how things are. And that's what conservatism is. Conservatism is very consistent. It's true. You could go back to the Roman times and talk about the Roman senators having their boyfriends, their girlfriends, their concubines, or whatever. Conservatism looks back on it and goes, you know, pretty wild times. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah. We're saying the same stuff. And you know why it passes the test of time? Because it's your inside of you. The human nature of you goes, you know what? That doesn't feel right. It just doesn't quite feel right. It messes with my sensibilities a bit. Oh, I can be made to accept certain things, but inside of me, it doesn't feel right. What is that? What is that thing inside of you that goes, I don't need anybody to tell me that doesn't feel right? And unless your culture has completely been corrupted, and by the way, even I'll leave a disclaimer, even with that, let's say you have the most corrupt culture. People grow up in incest. They grow up with same-sex nonsense, whatever. It's the most corrupted. I promise you, at some point, you come to a realization and you ask yourself, does this seem right? You know, it doesn't happen for kids. Kids will accept whatever. But when you become an adult, not in your early 20s, you're still kind of a kid mentally, at least these days you are, probably into your 30s, you're still a kid. But there comes a point where you start making money, you have a family of your own, whatever, and you go, that doesn't feel right. I don't think at some point in the evolution of man, he quit having sex with his daughter, you know, the caveman going, well, there's another girl here, ha, ha, ha. You know, and finally went, you know what, this doesn't feel right. And mama probably went, what are you looking at her, right? That was caveman talk. You guys probably don't speak that. That's okay. I learned it early on. But the point is, she was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I don't know. I mean, it's another bleeding woman. Why can't I? And they figured it out. And it's one of those things, though, it didn't feel right. I'm just telling you. This is how it works. That's a guiding thing inside of you. And you know what you do? You pay attention. You're like, this doesn't feel right. Like, for example, this California girl who was sentenced to 13 years in prison because she had a little short-lived prostitution ring. Pimping out girls 13, 14 years old. You know she knew that wasn't right. I don't even care if these girls were promiscuous. Hey, you know what? You guys are giving it away on the street. Why don't we make some money? It doesn't feel right. But let me tell you something. She knew it wasn't right. The same way these politicians that are pimping you out, they know it's not right. They know exactly what they're doing. They know in their core, when we take money from hardworking people, people who are playing by the rules, people who entrust us with their children, with their money, with their vision of the future, and we squander it, it doesn't feel right, but they don't care. They don't. That thing that goes off inside of conservatives that says, I can't do this. I won't sell myself out for a lobbyist check. I won't sell myself out because somebody else says it's okay. I can tell you this, as God is my witness. If I see people doing the wrong thing in a crowd that I'm in, I'm not going to sit idly by. I go, hey, wait a minute. What are y'all doing? Have you seen this person that watches a gang of people beating somebody up, and you see this one guy running in, or woman running in to pull people off, to try to break it up, to tell people no? That is a person whose inner conservative is speaking to them. That is God talking to you, saying, you know this is wrong. Don't you worry about what's going to happen to you, because I'll take care of you one way or the other. Go do what you need to do. Don't question it. But do you think leftists do that? No. They watch. They watch people get knocked out. They watch people steal people's money when they're knocked out. They participate. They don't tell their buddies and friends, hey, you know what? That's not good. You shouldn't do that. They look for victims. They look for people to prey upon. And then they look for the people who want to be a part of it. That's what they do. You're being preyed upon. You absolutely are. They have stolen your identity. They've stolen your culture. They've stolen your money. They're stealing your children. They're stealing your way of life. They're trying to steal your whole identity. And then they go sell it on the cheap. They say, I got a mark, man. Look at this money I'm getting off this fool that's willing to pay for all this nonsense, that is allowing America to build a culture that people don't even recognize, where we prey upon one another. I'm not talking about P-R-A-Y. I'm talking about P-R-E-Y. We take advantage of people and they allow it. I'm going to tell you the story about this girl who took advantage of these younger teenagers is a metaphor for what's happening to us. Listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. If you want to contact the show, kjradio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. If you get us, great. If you don't, leave a message. We love hearing from you. Tell us what you think. So I was talking about the idea that you're being pimped out. I wrote a book about it, Race Pimping. Racepimping.com, so you can find out about it. And then I tell you how the ruse is being played. All these different things. I'll give you an example, and it's not the one I'm going to use for what we're going to talk about this segment, but it's a good example. That there's a person that works at colleges and universities. Practically all schools have them now, even lower schools, high schools, have this person called the diversity officer. That person makes more than teachers, in some cases makes more than principals of schools. In colleges, that person is a highly compensated individual. And that person runs around looking for opportunities to sell racism. It finds places where racism doesn't exist. When people ask me, does racism exist in America? I go, of course it does. There's leftists. That's what they look for. They are constantly creating racism, looking at statistics and saying, oh, this statistic doesn't match this or that. But if you ask yourself, do they ever use a statistic to help with race relations? The answer is no. I can't name a statistic where they say, you know, it's really interesting. Asians don't commit that much crime. Maybe we should figure out a way to reward them. No, it'll never happen. It's only when that statistic means something to them. Like, oh, black people are indiscriminately targeted by police. Well, wait a minute. Black people indiscriminately commit three times more crime than their numbers. You think the cops just show up over there? So that's what I'm talking about. And so the leftists will use these things to try to convince you that wrong is right and right is wrong. And a good example, like I said, they're pimping you into ideas. It isn't always necessarily just to get your money, but pimping is an interesting concept because it leads to getting your money. They don't start out trying to get your money. In fact, they start out acting like they're going to give you money. A pimper, you know, rolls up on a bus station, sees a little 13, 14-year-old girl who's run away. He knows the look. He goes over, hey, I'll buy you dinner. You need a place to stay. And he gets her a place to stay. He buys her dinner. He talks to her real sweet. And then takes her back to his place. And, you know, ends up, you know, probably seducing her. And then within a few days, she's his boy, you know, his girl. And he's got her out on the street. And from then on, it's pay me. So that's what's happening to us. We've been seduced. They make us believe that wrong is right and right is wrong. This girl meets a stranger and goes home with him. How many of you have told your kids, stranger danger? But you know what the pimp did? He made her believe strangers are good. Strangers are not good. Any adult, I'm not telling you that you can't be a good stranger, but I'm telling you the rule you better impart upon your children is strangers are not good. But that's what happens. We believe it. We believe the untruth. We believe the lie. And next thing you know, you're out on the street and you're working for dude. Oh, boy. Next thing he's going to do, he's going to get you hyped up on some drugs. He's going to make you think you're grown up. Hey, drink this. Try this. You're strung out. Loss of hope. But he's going to make you believe there is hope because he's hope. He's the savior now. You're out there working, but your mind is now changed. You're the one making the money, bringing it to him, and then he gives you a dollar back of every $10 you make. Say, here, go buy yourself something. Here, go get something to eat. And you become dependent. Ooh, he's so nice. So what, you get a beating every now and then? So what, you're tired, and you don't want to go out there, you know, turning tricks? It doesn't matter. You got to work. Because if you don't work, how am I going to feed you? That's the relationship we currently have with our government, and we're worried about dumping tea into the harbor. Are you kidding me? Our founding fathers would look at us and go, you bunch of prostitutes. Y'all too stupid to even know how much you've been tricked out. And it reminds me of this story that I read. This 18-year-old California girl starts a prostitution ring, Almario. She was arrested for pimping out 14 girls, ages 14 and 15. In Hanford, a city 35 miles south of Fresno, California. Not shocked this is happening and under the nose, the watchful eye of Governor Jerry Brown. And you think, of course, yeah, it's the only isolated case of this happening in California. We know there is no sex trafficking of children in California. Certainly not anybody with an Hispanic surname. Oh, Kevin, God forbid. They tried her as an adult. She was 16 when she was charged, by the way, human trafficking. Hit her with a 13-year sentence. She would recruit the girls through social media, through their friends and acquaintances. These girls would run away for the weekend for a couple of nights, is what they say. The investigator, the detective, is a 20-year detective. His name is Pontecorvo. It says, Almario would post pictures on prostitution websites, bring these girls to various hotels near a highway in the county where they live, and turn tricks. Make money, give these girls a dollar for every $10 they made. Her and the girls were like, hey, why not? So the investigating detective, Pontecorvo, asked himself a deeper question. Why? Why are they doing this? He said that when he met this chick, Almario, 16 years old, he said she was hardened and unremorseful. He said that as the pimp, she was part of a sophisticated operation, folks, that was run through a street gang, making lots of money off the girls, taking 90% of the girls' take, working through a street gang. Now, I want you to go back to what Donald Trump said when he was talking about stopping these gangs. He said that these gangs are bringing drugs. They're doing human sex trafficking. By the way, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump and his real life efforts, real world efforts of stopping these types of things. Particularly as I've got some information on opioid abuse that I think is everybody should be talking about in the media, but the media wants to talk about Donald Trump Jr. It's amazing. So what I want you to understand, folks, is we live in a world where a 16-year-old girl sees opportunity in exploiting her younger friends, four of them, so they could become prostitutes. I want you to think about the long-term impact of this on these four girls, their families, etc. By the way, when the mother of one of the girls called Alomario and said, "Where's my daughter? I can't find my daughter." Alomario threatens her, threatens the mother. And I thought then and there, I said, boy, if Hillary Clinton had only won, she'd have somebody to bring to her cabinet. Talk about a girl who doesn't give a crap. Prostitutes a woman's daughter. The woman's looking for her daughter, and the girl threatens to kill her. That's the world we live in. That is the liberal world that they want you to ignore, to pretend doesn't exist, so that they can go on with their moral relativity, to believe everything's okay, to put blinders on society.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So, do you know the name Klaus Eberwein? You probably don't. I mean, it's not like a movie star or anything like that, but that name's going to mean something to you in just a second. But here's what I want to ask you. As I relate to you this story, I want you to keep this question in mind. How many people were paid off to make this death look like a suicide? Now you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? You got to give us some detail. You got to put it in context, man. But I'll put it to you this way. If Jim Croce were alive, he wouldn't have made the song "You Don't Mess Around with Slim." You know that song? "You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Long Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim." You know, do, 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 do. You know, you guys don't even know that song. You do? Because your daddy listened to it? Yeah. Anyway, I love Jim Croce. I've got a name and stuff like that. My brother made me listen to Jim Croce. And, of course, Bad Bad Leroy Brown was his big hit. But let me just say, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, Slim, none of them, got nothing on the Clintons. You just flatly do not mess with the Clintons. And some people think of this as a joke. You know, there are a lot of people. I'll never forget, I was having a conversation with a guy. His name is Seth. And he was one of the cameramen when I go do hits on Fox. And Seth says to me, you know, "Well, Kevin, I don't like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton." And I said, "Really? What do you like about Hillary Clinton?" And he can't really give me an answer. And I said, "This is a person that kills people." And he's like, "Oh, Kevin, come on now. You're just me." And I go, "I'm not even hyping it." And the guy who was working with him, not his assistant, but you know, he had two people, camera and audio, he says, "He's not kidding you." And I went, "School him? What do you mean?" And he's like, "Oh, come on, y'all." I said, "Look, dude, Google it. And the next time I see you, we'll discuss it. I mean, I'm not going to have a deep discussion because I know you're a leftist, but Google that and then tell me you don't believe." So he did. And when I came back in, I don't remember who predicted, you know, I probably said, "So, Seth, did you do a little research on the Clinton?" And I just remember him going, yep, I did. And I got to tell you, it was pretty eye opening. I go, "Pretty eye opening? It's crazy. These people are pathological. They will kill you if you got information on the Clintons," and I'm not even saying this to be funny, "and it is going to curtail their career, cut their career short, you better run and hide. You better get in witness protection, and you better do better than getting in witness protection. You better cancel your credit cards, and get whatever cash you have and try to live under the radar and go live in Guatemala as a midget, because they are going to get you and they are going to kill you. Oh, Kevin, that's too much. It isn't too much. Years ago, we wrote an article, 47 bodies in the wake of the Clintons. I swear to you, it's at least seven more. At least. And you know when these people miraculously die? Right before they're about to testify. Don't believe me. Go Google it yourself. There have been at least three that I remember with my own brain. And this guy, Klaus Eberwein, is one. He's a former Haitian government official who was expected to testify against Clinton Foundation shenanigans, corruption, malpractice this week. And he's been found dead in Miami with a gunshot to his head, probably to the back. I'm just saying. I'm not laughing at the man dying. I'm not. I feel sorry for this guy. He's 50 years old, good-looking dude, and life ahead of him. Good-looking dude, man. I mean, go look him up. I'm serious. He's obviously got some black, you know, in him, but he's German, of German descent. I mean, Klaus Eberwein. But he was a Haitian government official, going to testify. I don't know what he's doing in Miami. Does it matter? First of all, okay, you're in Miami. If you're going to commit suicide, do it in Ukraine. Do it in Cleveland. You know what I mean? You're in Miami. Nobody commits suicide in Miami. I mean, you got to be mentally ill. This dude, he didn't do it. Death ruled a suicide. Eberwein was 50, reportedly told acquaintances he feared for his life for his fierce criticism of the Clinton Foundation. If I'm found dead under any circumstances outside of natural death, and I'm talking about my family going, nope, nobody touched him, you better go. I want you to go blame me. I want to look into the Clintons, because I'm as fiercely against that crooked group of people as anybody else. A 50-year-old man in good health. His family friend, Gilbert Bailey, said this. It's really shocking. We grew up together. He was like family. But here's what he added. He says, I last spoke to Eberwein, Klaus, 2 weeks ago. He was in good spirits. They were opening a restaurant together in Sunrise, Florida. Now you tell me, a dude who's investing in a restaurant, opening a new restaurant, 50 years old, in Miami, commit suicide? Shoot, suicide by dancer, you know, suicide by beautiful beach woman, you know, yeah. If they said he there were two Brazilian beauties in his room, I get it. He takes a gun and blows his brains out or whatever he shot. I don't know what he shot, but he committed suicide. You're not going to convince this black man that happened. People opening restaurants don't commit suicide. So what happened? The Clintons, silly. I just told you. The Clintons are what happened. Are you paying attention? The Clintons committed massive fraud in Haiti, folks. We've documented it. I posted a story about Hillary Clinton putting her brother in charge of a Haitian gold mine. Nepotism. They found a gold mine, literally, in Haiti. I'm not talking about just with their crooked shenanigans. They actually found a real gold mine, and they put Tony Rodham in charge. He attended. They ask him, why are you attending Clinton Global Initiative meetings? And he said, to explore personal business opportunities. That's what they accused him of. And he goes, no. I'm just here to see old friends. But you never know what could happen. I might find a gold mine. So the CGI, Clinton Global Initiative people, say, oh, no, he's got nothing to do with us. He's just, you know, on the advisory board. And, you know, et cetera. Rodham said he's not been involved in any other deals through connections made to CGI. He said he was never spoken to his sister or her husband about the Haiti project, that gold company, VCS. And he does not think VCS chief executive and president, Angelo Villard, a Democratic donor, approached him because of his family ties.
And I'm sure he said it with a straight face. Rodham declined to say who introduced him to Viard, and Viard said he couldn't remember. But while you're thinking about it, in case you're speculating as to why Tony Rodham would be put in charge of a gold mine, well, here are his credentials. You're going to see how he was eminently qualified to run a gold mine. And it isn't just because he's a Rodham. See, he was a former repo man. You can see how that could help. Repo, you know, like reclaiming stuff, as in getting gold out of the earth. He was a former repo man. He was a prison guard, so he could guard the gold mine. And, of course, he was a private detective. He could determine if anybody maybe was stealing out of the gold mine. I don't know. I'm just saying, those are stellar credentials when you're going to put somebody on a board of your company. I'm sure boards in the Fortune 100 in America, even the Fortune 500, you know what, dare I say the Fortune 1000, they've got former repo men, prison guards, and private detectives on their board. I'm sure that's standard, particularly if your sister and brother-in-law, the president and former first lady, slash secretary, slash twice-defeated presidential candidate, running a crooked organization that gets people killed. The Clinton Foundation, they are criminals, is what they are. According to Eberwein, a paltry 0.6% of donations granted by international donors to the Clinton Foundation, with the express purpose of directly assisting Haitians, actually ended up in the hands of Haitian organizations. A further 9.6% ended up with the Haitian government. The remaining 89.9%, or $5.4 billion, was funneled to non-Haitian organizations. They're criminals, they're thieves, they're liars, they're a disgrace. That's what Eberwein said at a protest outside of their headquarters in Manhattan last year. And I told you guys, they get protested every day. The Haitians get they protest Bill Clinton. Yeah, it's pathetic that to expose this crooked family, people have to die, and they're dying left and right. People, trust me, the Clintons are scoundrels of the highest order.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Let's do some headlines. You want to do some headlines? We haven't done headlines in a while. I love this one. What is the most expensive selfie you've ever taken? Now, you say, Kevin, what are you talking about? Because you just hold your camera up, you know, and you take it, right? But things can go wrong. And in this particular case, something went very wrong with a girl who was taking a selfie. And I'm going to read this. It was from a KTAR article. Have you ever tried to take a selfie and in the process accidentally knocked over six figures worth of art? Neither have we. Like, have you? I've heard of people taking a selfie and then falling off the, like, the Grand Canyon wall. I don't know if it was a Grand Canyon, but falling off of a mountain and dying. That, I guess, technically, that's the most expensive selfie. depends on, you know, whether you were a crackhead, you know, and your value of your life wasn't worth very much, or maybe you were, who knows, you could have been like a, I don't know, a black teen thug and worth millions. Yeah, why give your life falling off of a mountain when there's a cop out there waiting to kill you? Let your family make some dough. Shoot. Anyway, I saw this story. 200 grand. 200 grand of damage. Woman fell down. She was attempting to kneel down in front of some art, and they had this art up on these pedestals. And it was a recipe for failure. I don't know who set these things up. They should have been bolted down where you could not move them, because it was a domino effect. Anyway, she kneeled down to take this selfie, fell, and she hit one of those pedestals, knocking over the other pedestals, and blink, 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 blink. It just started knocking stuff off. The art was placed in a way that the domino effect would occur. And they say nobody saw it coming. But yeah, they saw it coming. In fact, I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to bet you that that art wasn't worth $200,000. I know you're going, Kevin, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. I'm telling you, that art wasn't worth 200 grand. The art was insured for 200 grand. Or whatever amount that they wanted to get for it. Because there's a video on it. I don't know whether she knocked everything over. I didn't see the video. But I think she knocked over, you know, 4 or 5 pieces. So I want you to just imagine the scam. I'm an artist. And I say, will you hold my exhibition? Yeah, we'll do it. So I say, now these are worth, you know, $25,000 each. And they're eggs, okay? With pictures of my family on them. So I've got these eggs all over the place, very fragile. And I say, here's what we're going to do. Put them up on pedestals. They're $25,000 a piece. And I'm going to give you, you know, 10 of them, 20 of them. So they're worth $500,000. And so you put them up there, and then I say to somebody, now you're going to go in, and you're going to pretend to tie your shoe or take a selfie and knock over my precious eggs and ruin the art, and I use my finger quotes, and then the exhibition, the place that's under, you know, they've got insurance, we're going to give them a cut because my eggs are worth about $3. So I'll get my cut. Say you knock over 10 of my eggs. I get 200 grand. Let's just make it 200. That's what the story's about. I get my 200 grand. I pay you $20,000 for knocking over the thing, being part of it. I give $30,000 to the place because their insurance is going to go up. I'll even make it 50. I pocket 130 grand. Everybody's cool. That's how that worked. Y'all are, you know, there are people out there going, you know what, Kevin, I'm inclined to believe you. I don't know if that happened, but that's what I believe. I don't believe these things. You don't set up art that's that fragile and, you know, let the bulls of the public come in. Are you kidding? You know, here's another story. Father in Brooklyn killed an innocent man. Did you hear about this? Over the disappearance of his daughter. This is another story that's got a twist to it. Let me just tell you the story. So here's how it reads. No lie. A gun-toting Brooklyn dad, desperate to bring his runaway daughter home, wound up in a world of trouble after taking the law into his own hands and killing a man who had nothing to do with her disappearance. Paul Davis, 49, was charged with murder after police say he fatally shot one man and wounded another while hunting for his missing 16-year-old daughter, Naisha, last month. The trigger-happy Davis mistakenly believed the high school girl was staying in the home of Akeem Booker, who he pumped a bullet into the man's chest, or when he pumped a bullet into the man's chest, according to police. Naisha returned home safely by the cops, showed up at the family's home to arrest her dad, after 3 days after the May 1st killing. She had actually been staying with a friend and not with the shooting victims, police said. So I want to highlight a couple things. One, they said a gun-toting Brooklyn dad, and then two, the trigger-happy Davis. Now, let me just put it to you this way. If he'd had a machete, he would have killed that dude, too, with that one. How's he? He's a gun-toting trigger-happy dad. Maybe. You know what he seemed to me? He seemed like he's an angry dude over the missing of his daughter. Now, I suspect his daughter's run away before. I suspect also that Akeem Booker is somebody that his daughter's been with multiple times, and he's probably warned Akeem stay away and told his daughter the same thing. I also suspect that his daughter being over at a, quote, friend's house, because that's what they said in the article, was not just an innocent thing as well. I predict that this guy, Paul Davis, is sick of watching his daughter run around like a little prostitute. And he finally got fed up to the point where he's like, I know it's that dude Akeem. And the sad part is, the guy, he in this particular case, he was innocent. The girl wasn't there, but he wasn't innocent. He was not guilty of this crime, but he's not innocent. I'm not wishing him dead, don't, but I make no mistake about it. Yep, high school girl out there running around. 16, was she 16? Yeah, 16 years old, Nyasha, and dad's fed up. Anyway, kills the kids. All I'm telling you is there's a lot more to these stories than meets the eye, more than you would think. Hey, how about this one? I don't know how this guy got out of this. Rikers guard raped a female inmate, maybe more than one, who knows, but he certainly did one. And he avoids jail time. How do you do that? They caught him. I mean, they know he did it. Here's a story. A former city correction officer admitted to sexually assaulting an inmate in a storage closet on Rikers Island, but will not serve time under a plea agreement. Jose Cosme, 36, Jose Cosme of Brooklyn, pleaded guilty to a criminal sex act. As part of the deal, he will be placed on probation for 10 years. He was fired from his job. He's now required to register as a sex offender. That's a guy caught for rape. Why is he not in prison? I don't get. And not only that, public trust is involved here. These are guards. They are around these people. You go to prison, you think that's okay, I'm now here to pay for my crime. And when you're in prison, somebody's committing crime against you. Seriously? Look, I'm not naive. I understand prison is hell, but it's supposed to be hell because of the prisoners, not because of the guards. The institution is supposed to be above reproach. Come on, Hillary. I mean, that's like a prison run by Bill Clinton. All right, y'all know that, you know, there's a little fringe benefit here. Every now and then we'll let you get a little taste. You know, y'all just sneak off in the broom closet. We ain't got no camera over there now. But you can't be doing it all the time now. Okay, y'all. Get to work. Be safe out there. Unbelievable, man. I mean, come on. And he serves no jail time. That's the part that gets me. Some of these, how do they come up with the remedies, right? Okay, well, you do this and you get this much crime. It's burglary, it's assault, it's robbery, it's theft, it's, you know, there's so many nuances to this. Who was it that said, the more laws you have, the more corrupt your civilization? We have way too many laws. Pulls a woman, the corrections officer ambushed an inmate by the name of Jacqueline Healy. She's 49 years old. He got him a cougar. He's 36. She's 49. Could be his, well, in black culture, she could be his mama. But in regular culture, she could be his, you know, his big sister or his auntie or somebody like that. Anyway, he goes inside of a closet that's hidden from the cameras, and he knows this. He knows the blind spots. This is on at 9:10 p.m. on November the 30th of 2015. And during the assault, this lady that was assaulted said Cosme had a blank look on his face like he wasn't there, like he was in a trance. Let me tell you, you know this was not the first time this man did this. You know this. And you know those inmates, those women, they were like, I'll avoid him from now on. But that's not the first time. You better know it. Anyway, much more to talk about, folks. We'll be back in a minute.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.